gospel reading today is from Mark, the first chapter, verses 14 through 20, found on page 867 of your pew Bible. This passage was written shortly after John was executed, and Jesus went back to Galilee to tell the people that the kingdom of God has come. Repent and believe in the good news. Starting with Mark 14. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Occasionally you can be sitting in a meeting or having a conversation with other church folk, and somewhere along the line we'll say something and everybody will agree that the church is a volunteer organization. Well, you know what? In one dimension, that is so true. We all volunteer, you especially, of your time and of your effort, things that could not happen any other way. So in that sense, we are most definitely a volunteer organization. And we appreciate people who volunteer. But I would invite you to think a little deeper, because today's passage gives us a clue to what the church really is. Yes, we do volunteer, but there's a depth. There's a depth beneath, just below the surface of volunteering, that's even more important. Something more to be treasured and to enjoy. You don't hear Jesus coming along the Sea of Galilee and going, "Well, I'd like to preach the kingdom of God. It's breaking in. Anybody want to go along with me?" Can you imagine what they would have been doing down in the fishing boats if that's what he did? There goes that cranky Jesus, always asking for volunteers. "Hey, Peter, Andrew, I'm going up to Capernaum to preach the gospel. Want to come?" That's not what Jesus did. That's not what Jesus did. He appealed to a deeper, more precious part of what is in each human being. And he called them. Now, calling is sometimes a little bit uncomfortable, because unlike heeding the call to volunteer, when somebody says, "Would you like to do something?" you can say no without any consequences. But when you're called, it is very difficult to say no without experiencing at least a pang or twitch of regret, and perhaps just a little bit of guilt. Mom would ring that dinner bell out the door in the old neighborhood. It was not a volunteer moment. To hear that bell was not an opportunity to go, "Well, no thanks. No, I'm not volunteering to go home." I think I'm going to stay out. If it rang again, you best get your little legs a-moving. There were consequences of not heeding that call. First of which, and I hate to miss a meal, you wouldn't go to bed without your dinner. And you might go with a very sore backside as well. Consequences. Now, God is not that way. But God does call us. The church is a called organization. And that means exactly this. It is called by God. That means that this is not just anybody standing up and going, hey, we're getting a bus to go over to so-and-so, care to come along. No, this call is a divine imperative that presses in upon each and every one of us and presses upon us as a church. It is from not another created being, but it is from the eternal one who is beyond all our knowing, beyond all our seeing, beyond all our capacity to understand, and yet who bridges that gap in Jesus Christ and comes to us in a form that we can recognize, in words that we can recognize, in actions we can recognize, in a call we can recognize, and invites us to be a part of God's kingdom and God's purposes. What are God's purposes? To reveal God's incredible depth of love and mercy to the world as well as to each of us. We are a called organization. We're not volunteers. We are called. And we respond or we don't. Respond or we don't. Because this is a divine imperative, it means that it doesn't depend on how we feel or with us coming up with the idea. It depends on us being sensitive and aware of God's pressing in upon us. I don't know what it might be for you. It could be almost anything. It could be broken-hearted families because of the lack of a father or a mother. It could be children that have been abused. It could be any number of things that touch your heart and tug at it. And somehow God is calling you to respond. And maybe it's just to be in prayer for a moment. And later on, as you respond to that same tug, maybe it's to learn more about abuse. And maybe then it becomes a place where you learn even more and you seek to participate in alleviating the suffering. But being called is a deeper, more precious thing than being invited to go along. Not only that, being called is a faith-based activity. Volunteers often volunteer to do what they're good at, what they have the experience and skills to do. They know they can accomplish what they've been asked to do, and so they volunteer. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But it only goes so far, and it's dependent on us deciding that we're good at something, and us deciding that we want to do with what we are good at what we're being asked to do. And we can say no. And often we do. But I got to tell you, If you read the Bible carefully, Jesus called a bunch of people who really had no skills to do anything but catch fish. Oh, there's Matthew. Yes, he knew how to defraud people and coerce taxes out of them. The skills of this group of people that were called are not the kind of skills that one looks for when doing a volunteer organization. They are a called organization, and they haven't the skills to do what Jesus is asking them to do. And one begins to understand that maybe, this whole project that God is about is not about our skill, not about our talents, not about our gifts, not about what we feel like, not about what we think we do well. But maybe it's about being faithful and obedient to God and letting God make up the difference. Now, I got to tell you, being called by God is an invitation to do things that you never thought you would do. I have forgiven people that I could care not to forgive. If God would allow me, today I would pick up the same old hatred and hate them with the same depth I did before. I have had to work with people that if I had was a volunteer, I would have been down the road a long time ago. I've had to deal with things that I never would have dealt with and gladly run away from and excuse myself. That's what it means to be called. And you've done the same thing. You know that there are times when you have dealt with something that you would have rather have not done. And yet somehow, because you went ahead and did it, you began to develop the kind of compassion and skills that God uses to make life an experience of God's love. We are at once the most unqualified people to do what we're called to do. And at the other moment, we are the only people qualified to do what God has called us to do. And that is a wonderful mystery, because we can step out in faith, trusting not in our own skills, not in our own capacities, but trusting in God. And often, the capacities and skills of those around us, of each other. It is a faith-based approach. Finally, because we are a called organization, it means that each of us is taken seriously as a whole person. Now, what do you think I mean by that? Well, think about it. If God is addressing us, calling us, inviting us to follow with our whole heart, body, mind, and soul, don't you imagine that God can deal with and comprehend and nourish our whole being? That is not what volunteer organizations do. Trust me, if you volunteer for an organization for 15 years, putting in good hard work and good solid labor, and one day you wake up and decide that you don't want to do it anymore, and you don't show up, they begin to not like you nearly as much as they used to. Their perception of you has changed, because where before you were a useful person to have around, now because you're not there, you are not so important to them anymore. In fact, you might even fall off their radar in such a way that they will never speak to you again and will not be happy to see you when you show up. But in God's organization, God's called organization, you're not responsible for everything. And if someday you don't do something, that doesn't mean the next day God stops loving you and God stops calling you. The fact of the matter is that you are called. And we are a called organization. And that means that we're about God's business. And that means that it's about faith. And that means that it's about all of who we are. And while we do volunteer, we get up and we say, we need to do this, and we do it. But it's always in the context of being a called organization, a people called. As they were washing the sand out from between their toes and dropping those nets, who knew what was going to happen? But they followed. And just as a reminder of what Jesus did when people volunteered to come along, remember there was a moment in their work where somebody said, I will follow you, I'll go along. And Jesus says, remember, the Son of Man doesn't have a place to live or a place to lay down and rest. Foxes at least have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nothing. And the volunteer set aside and said, I won't go. And another said, I'll go, but let me go take care of my oxen first. And Jesus said, well, if you're going to put your hand to this plow, you need to come along. You can't balance the two. And that volunteer went back to his old life. Another one said they would go with him, but let him bury his dead relation. Jesus says, let the dead bury the dead. If you're alive, you can come along. And the man went and took care of the dead. We need to be careful about this volunteer thing. We're called. We're called. We are a called organization. We have a mission. We have a purpose. And we have a God who will see us through. Thanks be to God, for you are called. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for the incredible amount of respect and confidence you display in us when you call us. Doesn't it matter that we don't have the skills? Doesn't it matter that we feel messed up? And doesn't it matter that we don't seem to be right with you some of the time? Doesn't any of that matter to you? Oh, but you call still. And we know it's right. And we are frightened, Lord. What are you going to make us do? Are you going to make us look foolish? Will we lose our life? Will we get hurt? What will happen, Lord? And yet we're called. And somehow we know that it won't be right unless we follow you. We somehow sense that in your call, we'll find ourselves. Give us the courage to follow and answer and heed your call. Amen.